heavens are open, I hear your voice. Heavens are open, captives are free. Yeah. The heavens are open, chains are destroyed. So I come to
honor to our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to my pastor, Dr. Michael Andrew Owens, and my New Hope Missionary Baptist Church family, and to our Hope is Alive listeners. I pray that all of you are well and waiting to hear what thus says the Lord. I am Reverend Bronica Martindale, an associate minister at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, and I am grateful that I can share the Word of God with you this afternoon. Today, the Lord wanted me to cover discipleship in Jesus Christ. How many of you out there consider yourself a disciple of Jesus Christ? It is important that we reflect on the gospel and the ministry of discipleship and know that we are being obedient to Jesus Christ. Today, I would like to share what the Word says about being a disciple of Jesus Christ. I would like you to ask yourself, are you doing what Jesus has called you to do as his disciple? Well, let's see. What did Jesus say to us regarding discipleship? Jesus wants us to follow him. Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. Jesus wants us to learn from him. He wants us to open up our ears and listen to his directions on how to make disciples. He wants to be our model on how to be effective in this world. This scripture is where Jesus first meets Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew, who were both fishermen. At this point, they didn't know Jesus, but he tells them if they follow him, they will fish for people. We have to get out of our comfort zone sometimes and do what Jesus tells us to do. Everyone is not going to like what you do for Jesus. Jesus lets us know right up front in 1 John 15, verse 18, 19. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. Being a disciple of Jesus Christ, you must understand that you do not belong to this world. If you claim Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, then you must not expect to be accepted by the world. This system of governance does not care about doing what Jesus wants for his chosen people and his disciples. As disciples for Jesus, we should not expect anything less than the same reactions from some individuals when we share the gospel. Jesus wants us to follow him and worship him in his goodness. Matthew chapter 16, verse 20 states, now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I and with you until the end of this age. As disciples, Jesus is clear. He wants us to go out, reach out, and share the word with people until they themselves become transformed and claim Jesus as their Lord and Savior and begin their discipleship following Jesus as well. It should be comforting to you to know that Jesus said, "Behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Jesus is not leaving you alone. He is guiding us through his word and giving you power through the power of the Holy Ghost. Another reassuring sign of your discipleship and your love for Jesus is how you deal with others. Jesus shares with us a sign to be his good disciple. When he was speaking with Peter in the book of John, chapter 21, verse 17, the third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." This scripture, John 21:17, is a great verse because Jesus refers to himself as our shepherd, and we are his sheep. He is the one that is guiding us as a shepherd does with his flock. In this verse, Jesus asked Peter, one of his disciples, to feed his sheep. After repeatedly asking Peter if he loves him, Jesus asked this because he knows if Peter truly loves him, even once Jesus is no longer physically there with his disciples, that Peter will continue to feed the knowledge of God through the spreading of the gospel. If we truly love Jesus and abide by his teaching, then we too will feed his sheep as his disciples. Jesus knows that in order to overcome this dark world, we must follow him. John chapter 8, verse 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The world is corrupt, dark, and wicked. Jesus was sent here to be that light and to break the pattern of darkness in this world. When we follow Jesus' teaching as God has directed us to do, we won't be overcome by the darkness of this world. The light of Jesus you share with others will attract those who are lost in the dark and preferably seek freedom from their sins. So, by becoming disciples of Jesus, we also shine the light to all who are in the dark. Also, as you reflect on your discipleship, you need to ask yourself, how is your witness? 2 Timothy 2:3, "And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrusted to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others." join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. When we become disciples of Jesus, we are expected to not only grow in our faith, but to extend that knowledge to others. It is not easy being a soldier for Jesus Christ. Not only are you expected to be a witness, but you're also expected to suffer. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 through 26, it states, "Then Jesus said unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man to profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Luke 14:27 states, "And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." As Jesus' disciples, there is work to do. We cannot call ourselves Jesus' disciples and you do not feed his sheep. Matthew chapter 25, verse 35 through 40. "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you as a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." Jesus loves us. He showed us how much he loves us when he went to Calvary and stayed on the cross, died and rose for our ability to have everlasting life with him. As I come to my close, we are reminded in John 12:26, "Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me." Those of us who will follow Jesus and minister to others by following his teaching will then be considered a disciple of Jesus Christ, worthy in the eyes of the Heavenly Father. In turn, he will honor us. May the Lord Jesus bless you and keep you as I pray that you become a disciple of Jesus Christ and remember to feed his sheep. God bless you. Thank you.
before the earth, we bow before your throne. Awesome wonder, yeah, in mighty ruler, King of all the earth, we bow before your throne. And we bow down and worship Yahweh. Oh, 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 yeah. We bow down and worship Yahweh. Let's worship.
We bow down.
We bow down.
And worship.
And we worship.
Yahweh.
Oh, we bow.
We bow down.
And we worship
Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh, David G. We bow down. We worship Yahweh. Hey, welcome back, everyone. I want to say thank you to Treasurer Beverly Jones Wright for the Sunday School Review and Prayer, and also that powerful message by our very own Reverend Bronica Martindale. Good afternoon, Reverend.
Good afternoon. Bless you.
Bless you. Thank you so much for that word. I really, really appreciate it. I've got a few questions I want to ask, and I'm sure that the audience would like to know as well. But what they don't know, many, well, especially our global audience, they don't know that you're the youth minister at New Hope. And I'd like to ask, what are the challenges you face in keeping youth involved in the life of the church, and what does New Hope have to offer them?
Well, I'm so thankful. Again, I'm thankful to be here and with your Hope is Alive listeners, and I'm thankful for that question. As a youth minister at New Hope, some of the challenges I face in keeping youth involved in the life of the church are that some parents, grandparents, and guardians are not bringing the youth to participate in church. Hmm. And some of the youth guardians are not bringing them to the fun activities that we've designed for the youth to participate in Jesus' name. And unfortunately, this budget year, there was a reduction in tithe. And so our annual budget was slashed from $6,000 to $1,200 for the total year. So that's a little, constrenuous on the activities and things with the youth. But our adult senior women, there are some that verbally say negative statements to the youth about their clothes or hair, body piercings and tattoos, et cetera. And some of the women, they're not knowing how to give constructive guidance in love, and this also helps push the youth away from the church. And one of my ultimate hindrances is having some adult leaders promote separation amongst the ministry. That is a thing that I'm tackling with as well, in Jesus' name. And the leadership is not showing more internal life. They are sick and tired all the time, and they verbally express that to our youth. I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired. Nobody wants to hear that all the time, but the youth definitely don't want to hear that. So we have to make sure that we're claiming healing and life, and we're placing it in. Of course we're tired, and of course we go through challenges as our seniors and adults, but we don't have to be, that doesn't have to be our conversation with the youth all the time. And then my last is complainers. They do not want to help the ministry, but just complain. Just complain. And I think your other question is, what does New Hope have to offer them? Or did you want to say something about what I stated, Mr. Brown, before I go on?
Yeah, well, you know, I think you said a mouthful, and, you know, as the adults should be leaders, I agree with you, and no one, and especially our youth, they don't want to hear negativity or anything like that. They need our support and uplifting. So,
right.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I do want to know, what does New Hope have to offer our youth?
Yes, well, we have a CHARM. This program is CHARM. It's a Christian arts ministry where we have, which one of the groups is Unspeakable Praise. We incorporate professional praise dance and mime. We have a combined power choir, which calls for all ages to come together and praise the Lord. We have a drama ministry, which encompasses using acting, spoken word, and public speaking. We have a New Hope Cafe, which is our youth fun, food, and fellowship. We have the Healing Circle. The Healing Circle is designed to assist in helping one to reflect on self-improvement, mind, body, and soul, while reflecting on biblical scriptures to be a tool for daily living. And then we have our annual Summer Youth Jam. That's an outside carnival ministry on campus in our parking lot. and it is designed to engage our youth and the community about the goodness of Jesus. We have youth educational scholarships, and we have our layman ministry. This ministry involves men and young men and boys to come together for ministry, personal grooming, and self-care and fun activities. So that's just to name a few. We have a couple of more. I think the Lydia Circle.
Yes.
And that's for our young ladies that will do the same.
All right, that was my next question. So we do have something for the young ladies as well.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, we do.
Oh, great, great, great. That's
Absolutely.
What I wanted to know. Absolutely. Well, yes. You know, being a member of New Hope for a long time, you know, I've enjoyed being there. And I do love the way that the layman mentor our young boys. You know, I didn't know much about the young girls, how they are being mentored. But yes, very, very important for that, the support system. And so they might get that support there. Or would you agree that they may get that support at the church where they may not be getting it at home?
Oh, I definitely agree. And sometimes the type of support that they need, and a lot of times, just as you know, being a youth, sometimes you could just be rebellious a little bit on what mom and dad said, and you just need to have another voice, you know, to be an encourager. You know, our African proverb, it takes a village, and it truly does.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I was just having a conversation with a young man a few days ago, and he was talking about growing up, how he was just all over the place, didn't want to listen to his parents. So I asked the question.
Yeah.
I said, was there anyone that you looked up to outside of your home that you did listen to? He said, yeah, my coach. You know?
Yeah, see?
Okay. I mean, so there are so many ways that we can help our youth, even if we aren't related to them. We need to reach out, because that is truly our future. I couldn't agree with you more. Lastly, I'd like to ask, in what ways do you think the younger generation can contribute to the worship experience of their elders?
Oh, well, I believe the youth can contribute to the worship experience of our elders by bringing more life and energy of Jesus Christ in the service, you know, having more energy, bringing that in, and knowing the Word of God for themselves, and is able to recite scriptures and reflecting the Word of God in their behaviors by bringing respect and being courteous and having a genuine desire to worship the Lord and learn. That'll encourage our elders as well, seeing that sincerity. And then having a more of an active role in the service.
Amen. 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 Now, is there anything that you would like to share that I didn't ask to our global audience?
Well, you know, anything I would just love to add is just support our youth. And how we can support them is becoming more active. And, you know, it could just be you encouraging them by your words. It don't have to be financial. It don't have to... Because sometimes they just need an encouraging word.
Absolutely.
So if we can just be more verbally encouraging, that will be able to be a support to the edification of our young adult's mind.
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. I'm going to ask one other thing. Now, contact information for the church. I know we're in San Bernardino. Do you have that at your disposal along with the phone number in case some of our listeners there locally can join the church, be looking for a church home? And also, how about our global ministry? Is there a website that they can tap into?
Okay, do you want the current address and phone number?
Yes.
Yes. It's 1575 West 17th Street in San Bernardino.
Okay.
On the corner of Medical Center Drive and 17th Street, across from Community Hospital. Our telephone number is 909-887-2526. And... the website address is info@newhopembc.org.
Excellent.
And We certainly would love and appreciate any visitors, and exceptionally have a pastor that loves his people. So it's important, I think, when young people come, that they feel welcomed by the entire leadership, not just the youth department, so that they know that indeed they're part of who we are and that we appreciate everything they can bring to the service too.
Amen, amen, amen. Again, thank you so much for the word, and hopefully you'll be back on soon, you know, giving the word again. I'm sure you will. And blessings to the entire New Hope body and to our global listening audience. And I'd like for you, if you would you please grace us with a prayer?
Absolutely, Mr. Brown. And thank you for having me. And thank you again to our Hope is Alive listeners and what you do on our on the radio. Father in heaven, we just thank you. We thank you for the word that has went forth. We thank you for the beautiful worship music. We thank you for the listeners. We thank you, Father God, for just allowing us to have ears to hear. Lord, I ask that you pour down a blessing on all of the listeners, and more importantly, that you bless them as they do and become your truly your disciple. So, Lord, we're just thanking you in advance for the victory, and we'll be ever so careful, Father God, to feed your sheep. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. And Reverend Bronica, this one is for you for the job that you did this afternoon. And thank you, thank you, thank you so much. This is Well Done, Dietrich Haddon.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Hope is Alive, coming to you each and every Sunday, noon on the West Coast, 3 p.m. on the East. Enjoy your Sunday.
Just wanna make it to heaven. I just wanna make it in. Oh, I just wanna cross that river.
My Lord,
I wanna be free from sin. Oh, oh, I just want my name. Oh Lord, written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Yeah, yeah. And when this life is over, I just wanna have eternal life, Lord. Oh, I wanna hear you say.
Yeah.
come on in.
Mighty God,
we worship you.
mon alleja d'amour, c'est ma meilleure amie, une ma montera.
Lion on the tribe of Judah,
you will talk my life around.
Jehovah Rapha,
God,
yeah. You turn my life around.
spirit to lie over the
blue.
I just need more of your feeling right now.
Fill my spirit.
Oh, fill me now, yeah.
Fill me, Lord.
Hey.
Till
I overflow. Fill me right now,
fill
Jesus.
Fill me, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Till I overflow.
Fill me, Lord.
Spirit man,
till I
overflow.
Oh yeah. Spirit, Savior, Savior, we need your rain.
Thank you. When my way